I mean, he was close, but he wasn't ready. Part of the decision not to play Randall was, the surface and just the ability of the lateral movement. So we'll see how he is tomorrow. We're gonna have a late afternoon practice tomorrow, so I'll have more information then.
How will you handle the week, Mike? What's your schedule?
Well, we're on a 6-day work week. Today the players are technically they're off, optional lift day. Then we'll bring them in Tuesday morning for weights, their first lift of the week. And we'll start at noon as a football team. So we'll do our normal installs Tuesday afternoon. We'll have a 3:15 practice. Then Wednesday will be a Thursday. And then Thursday will be a Friday and so forth. And as we go to Saturday night.
Mike, you made it clear you wanted the number 2 seed and you wanted that 5. But are there any positives at all to being 3 and playing already next week? And then
I mean, there's nothing but positive right now. It's playoff football. And really, yes, we had every intention of winning the game in Minnesota yesterday. Okay, it didn't work out, and I'm not just, fluffing it by, but you have to because the door is open for the playoffs to begin. We're one of 6 teams that have the opportunity to fight to go to New Orleans. So, and that's what we're focused on. This is a whole different deal. This is the time of year that our players live for, work for. We have a high percentage of the players in our locker room that have been there every year the last couple of years, so they know what this is all about. So, this is what we start back in the OTAs for. It's the playoffs. So, it doesn't matter who we play, where we play them. We feel confident that we're gonna get it done and do whatever we take. Whatever we need to do to get it done. So to play here at Lambeau Field Saturday night, couldn't ask for more than that, and that's all we're focused on. We know who our opponent is. The preparation for our opponent should be pretty clean. We just got ready for the Vikings here last week, and then we obviously focused on yesterday's game. We'll make our adjustments. We'll get our team ready to go. But this is about playoff football, and you got to do all the little things all the time for 4 quarters, and that's one thing we can learn from yesterday. I don't mean to be callous with your question. I don't really operate that way, frankly. I don't believe in pros and cons. Football's football. It doesn't matter who. Like I tell a team, I don't care who comes out of that tunnel. I don't care what color they have on. We'll know what their tendencies are. We're going to make them line up a certain way when we on offense and defense. We're going to line up to the way they line up. So it's about fundamentals, matchups. And that's what we're focused on. We're playing at home. It'll be a great environment. Fans, I know you're going to be there. Someone said something about you selling tickets. Don't do that. All right, so once you have full support, it'll be a great environment. I mean, Saturday night football at Lambeau Field, the Vikings obviously have done a great job to get into the tournament, and we respect that. But this is a different deal. This is what everybody's been fighting for, and this is what we're excited about.
Mike, you've played division opponents in the playoffs before the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
is there something different about playing a team for the third time?
It's definitely something different. I mean, we played the Arizona Cardinals the same way. It's different because there's a familiarity. There's a lot more tape that it's just you're watching it over and over and over again. You can call out the plays just as soon as they start. So I mean, those are the things you got to be conscious of, but. At the end of the day, playoff football is about fundamentals. I mean, when we looked at the playoff games that we were successful in, the ones we weren't successful in, the things we're talking about are taking care of the football, taking the football away, breaking tackles, tackling, get off blocks, maintaining blocks. That's what this game is going to come down to. So it's going to be a cold night. It'll be this is what you look for.
Mike, is there any concern with Terrell Worthy's knee?
Yeah, Jarrell Worthy, he's going through the testing right now. It didn't look good. So I'm hopeful that we get some good news today.
What was the biggest difference, I guess, in Christian Ponder's ability yesterday?
Well, I thought Christian Ponder did a good job, particularly in long down and distances. We had him a number of times in long down and distances where they converted, whether it was the screen on 3rd and 11, the big third down conversion there at the end of the fourth quarter. 2nd and 25, the long run going into the end zone. So I mean, when we watch the tape defensively, those are the things that are going to frustrate us is the long down and distances that we had them in, and we did not take advantage of that. And I'm sure after we get done grading the tape, the tackling will not be a positive either. So I thought our initial run defense was really good, but the second, third effort runs by Adrian Peterson, we did not do a good enough job there. So he had a number of those runs come out. So that's something that we have to and will do a better job of Saturday night.
Mike, what did you think of DeJuan Harris and what he kind of gave you after coming out?
I thought DeJuan Harris played well. He's doing, he's getting better each week, and it's just really a product of a young player that comes to you midseason. He's on your practice squad. We're doing everything we can to keep progressing him because he does have unique skills and run ability that I haven't had an opportunity to work with in my time here. Alex Van Pelt's done a great job working with the young man, getting him ready. So he was able to get the opportunities, and like I've said before, we're going to run the guy that we feel has the hot hand, and he was that guy yesterday.
Did you plan on incorporating Alex Green at all in the game plan going
in? Going into the game, we really went with Ryan Grant, DeJuan Harris as the focal point. They were 1 and 2, and we're just going to see how the game unfolded.
As far as moving forward, then, I mean, DeJuan Harris isn't necessarily going to maintain that type of role, or he could, or.
We don't have a starting running back, if that's the question you're asking me. I mean, that's something that the work week will answer. We'll go through the game planning. We'll try to, make sure that all three of those guys are ready to go. But really, the game, the way the game flows, will have a lot to do with who gets the carries.
Mike, do you have a feel at all with Charles Woodson or James Starks?
Well, Charles, I mean, I'm sure we'll find out today. I mean, they've been meeting every Monday, medically on Charles' situation. So I'm sure that decision will be made. And I know James is getting close. So hopefully he'll be able to get to the practice field this week. But we'll see where he is. Well, I mean, I without going through the graded tape yet with the defensive coaches, I have to say it's tackling. I mean, just based on what I watched yesterday, I thought, a number of times, as far as our gap control, I mean, I beat B.J. Raji. I felt I felt that he was on their line of scrimmage, most of the day. I thought, my sense is B.J. Graded out very well. We haven't done the grades yet. That's what's going on as we speak. But, it's really – I thought Adrian Peterson, his second and third effort, to come out, spin out of tackles and come out of the pack and go into the line and bounce the football, that's where we got to do – that's where our gang tackling, our pursuit, our pursuit and finish at times was not what it needed to be.
What do you think with Jeremy Ross? I mean,
I'm sorry?
Did Jeremy –
Well, Jeremy Ross, I thought, played very well. I thought he did a very good job with the returns. And, we'll definitely work Jeremy Ross and Randall Cobb all week in the return game. And Saturday night, we'll figure out how we're going to do it.
So it wasn't necessarily enough to supplant for sure Cobb?
We're not making decisions today. But, we have to see where Randall is health-wise. I feel good that Jeremy Ross in that environment just went in there and played football. I thought he was exceptional. Breaking tackles and ran hard with instinct, and I thought he did a nice job. I thought we blocked very well for him on the two returns that came out.
Mike, with Matthews and Nelson, I know they weren't on the injury report today.
Say it again?
With Matthews and Nelson,
okay.
Did both those guys check out okay? I know they obviously went out and did come back in.
There's nothing that the staff felt very serious about, but we'll see how those guys are today. This Tuesday takes a full Monday. Sometimes leaks into Tuesday to find out exactly where we are.